I'm sorry for the people who couldn't get in with their questions. Let me try and deal with the questions that were asked. I mean, Rob, on your question, I thought it was appalling what happened. I thought it was a disgrace. I think we need to use all the means at our disposal to get that blockade to end. How do we do that? I think on the flotilla itself, there does need to be a UN inquiry, in my view, and that's very, very important. We need to do all we can to get the blockade of Gaza to end. In the end, the key to this, and we're not in government, but the key to this is the United States. And it goes to a sort of wider issue about the way we work with the United States. I think my brother did a fantastic job as Foreign Secretary in relation to Israel, and lots of people who know about this say that he was someone who was very tough on these questions. But it is part that the route to a solution in the Middle East does go through the United States. And that's why we need to be tough friends of the US. Tough friends. And I saw it in relation to Copenhagen. Because what happened to Copenhagen was that the United States faced very difficult issues on climate change. And they didn't want to, they thought it was going to be very difficult to commit to $100 billion a year investment in developing countries by 2020. And it was partly the fact that Gordon was very, and people know this about him, was very, very tough and resilient in saying that that needed to be part of any solution. And that teaches me a lesson about the need to always remember your values in foreign policy as well and make sure that they drive what you do. And that's very, very important. On the question about debt and loan sharks, again, it's something that we need to take very seriously and need to act on. And the cap on interest rates, I think, is a start. Credit unions are very important, but they are undercapitalized in this country. And the only way in which you solve... There are some people who legitimately say, I don't agree with them, but they say the trouble with the cap on interest rates, if you don't provide the alternative means of finance, is it might make people's position worse. Now, I think the position is so bad in terms of the levels of interest rates that we're talking about that we do need to act on that. But you've got to create an alternative stream through credit unions. We need to find a way, maybe through the Post Office Bank, of really capitalising credit unions in this country. On the question that Emma asked about the manifesto, What do I learn? Well, I learned we didn't win the election. I learned that we did some things right and some things wrong. I think we set out some new directions, like on linking the minimum wage to earnings, which is about the people's living standards, like the cap on interest rates, like giving more time off for people. But there are things that we didn't manage to look at again enough, like the banks. I talked earlier in my answer about the way we need to reform the banks. And the only good thing about opposition, but there isn't anything really that good about opposition. The only good thing about opposition is that it gives you the chance to renew. And it is the thing you learn most of all, Emma, is it's very hard to renew in government. Because it's very hard not to get stuck in the old orthodoxies and to find that there are lots of people who say, oh, we can't do this and we can't do that. And I take my share of responsibility for that. So I think in policy terms, we need to start with a blank page. I mean, not in terms of our values, but in terms of what does Britain look like, what's it going to look like in the future? And in terms of the process, I think there was a real problem, which was that I did lots of events around the country. The party was massively under-resourced. So earlier on, there was a question about from Val about how do we engage with people. One of the problems we had was lots of people complained, understandably, about not having enough feedback about their ideas and what was happening to them. That was partly because the party had a third of the staff that it had in previous elections. So you need a properly resourced party, one way or another, that can do that engagement with people around a manifesto. Pauline, I would find it very difficult to live on £7.16 an hour. Absolutely. You're completely right. But, in a way, this is a choice and a decision you've got to make about politics. And it goes back to what I said about my dad. He was someone who wanted to write and think about the perfect and the ideal society. And I fully respect that. And I fully respect that. But I made a different choice, which was to say, how do we make the kind of improvements in society which is going to make a real